Okay, guys, I'm not getting any sound here, but what we're seeing here is we're seeing a green day on the markets. We're seeing a green day on the altcoins, as you can see. I guess the big question is now, Bitcoin has to make a decision. It's either going to be going up or it's going to be going down. Is there any sound coming out of here? Yeah. Oh, I see. Hold on. I see why I'm not getting sound. I see why I'm not getting sound. Because I'm not plugged into the sound. So I guess what we've got to check here is if I'm plugged into the sound. That's the most important part. Yes, and now I am plugged into the sound and I can hear everything. As I was saying, we've got green bubbles today. A couple of narratives that are actually going green. The big question is Bitcoin going to go up or down from here? I'm going to show you the case for both sides. I'm also going to show you exactly which side I'm actually leaning on, because there's a side that I'm actually leaning on. And then I'm going to show you 6 altcoins that I'm currently buying, and what you should probably also look to buy if you think the market is going to continue to go up. So if that sounds good to you, and you can hear me because now I can hear myself, let's get the show on the road. I wasn't even plugged into the mic. What a rookie mistake. It's like you'd think this was like my first show. I missed the show yesterday. A lot of people actually texted me, bro, where are you? Truth is, I was stuck in a meeting and there wasn't actually much happening on the market. So I thought, okay, let me just rather finish that meeting, come back to you today, bring you guys crypto love, crypto wisdom, bring you guys a couple of altcoins that I actually am buying. Going to show you why I'm buying them. Show you the on-chain data. There's a lot of on-chain data that actually shows that we're positive. We're getting GDP data tomorrow. Have the Atlanta Fed revised their thing? Because they were supposed to revise today. So you have the GDP numbers coming out. These guys are supposed to revise today. You see, the next update is Wednesday 26th. So we must wait and see what the Atlanta Fed says about the GDP numbers. Remember, we want bad GDP numbers tomorrow. Let's see what we actually land up getting. Anyway, you know what to do. You got to obliterate the like button if you're not already subscribed. Which mate? This is the first show with green bubbles. You're right. Café Del Noir is right. Trent Butters, he bagged out of bunk call from yesterday. Maybe Sheldon. I don't know. I definitely don't know. Anyway, let's talk about what's happening on the markets here. Let's quickly look at the markets here. So here's where we are. Couple of good things, couple of bad things. So number one, go away. Number one, what you can see is Bitcoin was at like 87,500, 88,000. What you can see here is we've actually recaptured the 200-day moving average. That is quite a positive thing. Truth is, though, I wouldn't get too excited at all, even though we are seeing a lot of signs here. There are a lot of bubbles that are green. And I think we should look at some of the green bubbles. Movement Labs, Green, Doge. A lot of altcoins are Doge, Pepe, Floki, all up. Curve up. We're going to talk about Curve a bit later today. Let's go into bubbles number 2000. Bro, meme coins. Look at this. Wow. And Super going up. Super's not a meme coin, but Super is going up 61 cents. Let's quickly look at the stocks bubbles and just see what's going on with the stocks today. Tesla down 2.19%. What's this? CTAS. Whoa, looks like it's doing well. We'll look at some stocks a bit later on today. I guess when it comes to Bitcoin, truth is we've reclaimed the 200-day moving average. Good, but cannot pop champagne yet. As I said before, we need to pop champagne when we break this level over here. Then this level over here is probably where you really want to be. And that's to break the 93,000, 94,000. Coincidentally, that is also the level, the on-chain level. If you look at the crypto quant, can you send me that crypto quant on-chain level? So if you look at the on-chain levels, I think we can find them here. So okay, we've actually got it here. So if you look at the short-term on-chain cost basis, what you realize is that 92,000, 93,000 is the short-term holder base cost. Now, why do we look at the short-term holder base cost? Because what we want to know is if the short-term holders will sell when we get back to their cost basis. That is why 92,000, 93,000 is quite a big level, because when it gets there, the question is, these guys who've been underwater, will they say, okay, we've just made our money back and we want to now sell the tokens? Or will they say, okay, we're holding on for the ride? That's the big question. That's why on-chain, the $90,000 to $93,000 level is quite a key level, which also corresponds technically to this level over here, which is a 92,000, 93,000 level, which would effectively take us towards a higher high. Now, you ask me, when will I be comfortable where this is happening. When will I be? Someone is actually sending it to me. Researchers actually working really hard today because it didn't work yesterday, so they're working two shifts today. When I'll be comfortable, when we break this 93, I'll have a little bit more of a level of comfort. Then if we break this 99 and we capture this $100,000 level. Hardis, is that a voice message for us, or what is that? So if we get to this $100,000 level, then I'll be very, very, very convinced that maybe we've broken out of the cycle. So for now, cautiously optimistic. Again, I'm looking at the on-chain data. I'm looking at the short-term holders. I'm looking at their cost base. 93,000 is the next level that we're looking at. As Dan Crypto says, and as I showed you, we've reclaimed the 200-week. We've actually reclaimed both levels. So we've reclaimed the simple moving average and the exponential moving average. We've reclaimed both of those on the 200-day. Good sign, but again, not entirely convinced. There are some good things on the on-chain, on the market, that or off the on-chain, but on the market, that actually make us a little bit more bullish about Bitcoin. One is, if you look at the global M2 money supply, generally we know that Bitcoin tracks the global M2 money supply. That's been in a huge uptrend, which basically means, you can't say means, but generally Bitcoin will usually follow the global M2 money supply, right? And so this looks kind of positive. The next thing is, yeah, again, you can see that generally 77-78 days after the M2 money supply starts moving, Bitcoin generally starts moving. Now we are, what are we now, 77 days? We're exactly 77 days. So theoretically today, we should actually start breaking out. That's one of the things. The other thing is, if you look at all the stable coins on Binance, so this is a table of, this is actually all exchanges. So if you look at all the stable coins on Binance at the moment on all exchanges, what you can see is that right now stable coins are at an all-time high. What does that mean? It means that people are out of money in stable coins, out of crypto in stable coins. When people are out of tokens in stable coins, if you get a pump, they start to feel sidelined. And when they feel sidelined, they have a lot of money to actually invest. You can see there's over $45 billion that people are actually just sitting on their hands waiting to invest. That's also a good thing. The last thing, which is good, is that, I mean, if you follow the Bitcoin gold fractals, it does look like Bitcoin's following the gold fractal. And if you look at gold, gold is very much at an all-time high at the moment, or very, very, very close to an all-time high. We also know that Bitcoin lags gold moves, and that's exactly what's happening here. So Bitcoin here, again, lagging those moves. The other thing that's in our favor, if you're looking at the bullish side of things, the other thing that's in our favor is, if you look at the stock markets also reclaim some really good levels. So if you look at the S&P 500, pretty flat today, but also reclaimed the 200-day moving average. And it's been below that 200-day moving average since the beginning of March. So we've now reclaimed that, right? So we're now back over that. And the truth is, we have been putting in some stock market trades recently. And when we've put in the stock market trades, we've actually made a lot of money here, right? We landed up making a lot of money. I don't know if you remember, but I told you guys that I'm pivoting to buy MicroStrategy at about $240. I said to you guys, that was when there was extreme fear in the market. And I said, what do I do when there's extreme fear? I pivot my MicroStrategy, my Bitcoin into MicroStrategy. And then when there's extreme greed, I take my MicroStrategy and I put it back into Bitcoin. So for those of you who actually followed that strategy, You are now 38% in the money, right? So that's an easy 38% on crypto stocks. There's a lot of money to be made on crypto stocks. And I think that this is one sector that we really need to start focusing on. I know we only like trade crypto, bro, but it's not like that. You can actually trade crypto stocks. The other one which we've made a lot of money on is Coinbase, right? We bought it like 180 and now it's at $204. So you made an easy 10% on a stock in a couple of days. Robinhood, the same thing. So if you look at Robinhood, I actually picked up some Robinhood about $38. Now it's at about $47. That's like a quick 30% in a couple of days. So there is money to be made in crypto stocks. Also, another one which is not actually a crypto stock, but is a stock that is buying crypto, is GameStop. So you can see that's up now. Up today, 10%. The reason why it's up 10% today is because they actually made an announcement yesterday that they are going to add Bitcoin to their treasury, right? So they said, listen, I mean, quick announcement, 25 words. Grapevine, Texas, March 25th, GameStop News Corporation today announced that its board unanimously approved an update to its investment policy to add Bitcoin as the treasury reserve asset. Now, this has actually been on the cards for a long period of time. It's nothing new. I don't know if you remember this photo. This is now Saylor reposted it. But I guess that Saylor orange pulled Ryan Cohen. That's pretty much what happened here. Now, heard good and bad things here. I mean, obviously, we'll take a balance sheet that's got how many billions on their balance sheet in dollars? Like 14 billion, eh? How much cash does GameStop have? The Romanian here says 14. I think he's just talking. Let's ask ChatGPT. Ask ChatGPT how much cash GameStop has. Eh? You know, bro, you know which accent you trust, bro? The British accent. You can never, the British accent you trust. There's no doubt about that. Anyway, so now they're adding Bitcoin to their balance sheet. And again, that sent them up 10%. I think what I'm trying to say to you is, look, it's been quite quiet in crypto, but there is still money to be made in crypto stocks, right? So in crypto stocks, there is quite a bit of money to be made. I've started trading crypto stocks. I'll be honest with you guys. I've been buying them for quite a long time, but I found a way that you can actually buy crypto stocks using using crypto. So basically, there's a platform called markets.com. And here you see you can buy shares. You can pretty much, like, if you want to buy Tesla, you basically say TSLA, and you can just buy it here. It's the normal price. It's got bids and offers. Now, where the catch is, or where the good thing is you can say add funds, and you can basically trade in and out of your crypto wallet. So you'll see in a second, it'll just load the page because it basically opens up a terminal here. Just you'll see. But it allows you to trade. Yes, so you can actually use this button over here to put in crypto, right? So you can actually put crypto. You can put the amount and whatever else, and you can actually just deposit the amount of crypto that you want. If you want to sign up to this and actually trade crypto stocks, there is a link in the description below here. I'll show you where the link is. Actually trade crypto stocks. There is a link in. Yeah, I've been making quite a bit of cash actually trading these things. Yeah, your markets.com, which you can actually deposit crypto to actually buy stocks. Just go and hit that button over there if you want to do it. Again, I think it's a good strategy, like MicroStrategy. Tesla, also a good one. I made a lot of money on Tesla. I think we bought that at 215. Let's see where it is today. I think 288, 283. Remember that today Elon is showing the robot in Washington at the White House. Let's actually just quickly, while we're here, let's look at the NASDAQ. So NASDAQ is down, okay, ever so slightly down. So market's really looking for direction. So that's the good thing. The good thing is that the markets have actually claimed the 200-day moving average. There's a lot of other things that I showed you on-chain that actually are bullish, right? That's the good side. The bad side of it is that, look, you know, if Trump's got a mandate and Trump's mandate is to reduce interest rates, the job is not done, fam. The job is not done. And that's my thesis. You know, my thesis is, I know you want to come here and I know you want me to say, yo guys, you know, it's going to be bull market, bros. Good, you bull market. It's not like that. Because my thesis is that Trump wants to bring markets down. And I'm not the only one who actually thinks this. Melton Demers, who posted a long thread, she said, we're in a rough spot. Stocks below the 200-day DMAs, but indices selling off. Bessent and Trump both fixated on forcing rates lower, even if it costs them, it costs the market, right? So they're going to force rates lower. And right now, the market isn't really buying the fact that there's going to be rate cuts this year. There's one, two, there's still three, there's one, two. Now, you see, now it's two rate cuts this year. Yesterday, it was three. So now it's two rate cuts this year. So you can see that the markets aren't really convinced that the job is done yet. Even though, look, they are making progress. Like if you look at sentiment indicators, expectations for personal finance has fallen below the most bearish levels in history. So people are a little bit scared of the future. Consumer confidence has plunged to a reading of 65.2, the lowest in 12 years. So consumers aren't very confident. Layoffs are starting to spike. The Fed's recession probability has fallen from 60 to 20. So the Fed's now saying, There's probably not going to be a recession. We'll know that when we get the GDP data tomorrow. Tomorrow we have GDP data. Today, GDP data, this, I keep refreshing because I keep saying the next GDP now update is 26th of March, but they haven't refreshed it. So yeah, there we go. You know who is buying this dip? There's two cohorts actually buying the stock market dip. One is retail investors. Retail investors are relentlessly buying the US dip. You can see it over there. The second cohort of people that's actually buying this dip is the U.S. executives rushing out to buy their own stocks. So basically, executives of companies are now saying, look, the market's cheap enough for us to actually go buy our own stocks. Who's not buying the dip is actually the hedge fund managers, because US stocks, long short hedge funds, are now the least long of US stocks that they've been in 5 years. So retail and executives buying stocks and long short hedge funds selling stocks. That's pretty much where we are at the moment. I think this all, or a lot of this, resolves itself in the next 6-7 days. So I think I'm looking at the date. The date is today's the 26th of March. By the 2nd of April, we should have some, before the 2nd of April, we should have some volatility. I wouldn't be surprised if we get another crazy volatile weekend this weekend, because this is the weekend before the 2nd of April. And I think that Trump may do his normal weekend shenanigans this weekend to try and get the markets to start reacting about tariffs, right? You see, hedge fund managers cut their exposure to the Magnificent Seven. April 2 could bring a negative tariff surprise. Goldman Sachs economists note media reports have suggested the Trump administration is leaning in a more benign direction on tariffs. Don't be fooled, they're right. This attitude probably sets markets up for a negative surprise. So be careful trading between now and the 2nd of April, because there could be a flush, because the job is not done. And, you know, the 2nd of April is a day where all of these things are going to be increased. Also, when I look at the on-chain indicators, and so this is a risk of all the, not all, but a lot of the Bitcoin on-chain indicator model. It includes the MVRV score, the P&L index, the bull bear cycle indicator, the inter-exchange flow pulse, the network activity status, stablecoin liquidity, Bitcoin demand growth, trader on-chain market. If you look at all of these indicators, all of them are basically turned red, except for the technical signals, which means that when you look on-chain, this is actually, I mean, this looks like a little bit of a bear market. And I say a little bit of a bear market because I don't think it's going to be like a long-term bear market. I think just until the end of May, as I've said, I think we continue to go down. We reevaluate again at the end of May. Also, remember we said that the TGA account, which had $800 million in it, the TGA account will actually bring markets, will actually flow into markets. The reality is a TGA account is actually being depleted at the moment, and we're not actually seeing it very much in the markets, right? So just watch out. Watch out for all of these. Make sure you don't actually get flushed. My view is don't get too aggressive yet, because I'm not convinced that the pain is over. And I think that, you know, when markets go down, they don't go down in a straight line. They go down, up, to trap you, and then they go down again. And I think there is going to be one more leg down. So I'm not aggressively buying. However, some of the altcoins are worth looking at, and we actually have been buying them and actually been making some money. So there's a couple of narratives that are actually doing very, very, very well. One of them is, of course, Sonic. So we spoke last week when Sonic was at 50 cents, and we said, look, Sonic is probably one of the good buys that you want to be buying in this market. Why? Because number one, They're making all the right noises. Like, the TVL's on board. They're talking about a algorithmic stablecoin. Andre is teasing an algorithmic stablecoin, which will be launching in 4 to 5 weeks, he says. 4 to 5 weeks, talking about a algorithmic stablecoin launching onto the market. They're getting a very, very, very high TVL. The chain is very fast. The airdrop's coming. So I think Sonic is definitely one that I would add to the bag. It's definitely one that I want to be holding. Another one where I want to be holding is another one where I've seen a lot of total value locked actually start flowing. Because remember, you want to follow the money. And that's Bearachain, right? So Bearachain, $3.5 billion total value locked, which is incredible. Now, for those of you who don't know what Bearachain is, it's a very fast proof of stake chain. But instead of innovating on the consensus, they innovated on the economic model. And they've got this thing called proof of liquidity. Now, proof of liquidity means that effectively they reward you for bringing liquidity onto the chain. Right, so they reward you for bringing liquidity onto the chain. That's how this chain works, and not actually for validating the transactions, right? And so, I mean, they do reward obviously validators, but the real rewards go to the liquidity providers on the chain. And so they're making all the right noises. So if you look here, I guess that if we do, can't really see it, but if we do a search for Bearachain, probably it's down today. But generally, if you look at it over the last week, up 30%. So that's another one that looks pretty good, I must be honest. Another bunch which look very good is anything related to stablecoins. And I've been talking about the stablecoin narrative for a while. Anything related to stablecoins is looking good. And that's why you'll see Pendle, Curve, Frax, all looking good. The plays for me are Curve, Convex, Pendle. Those are the ones that are looking good. And actually, there's probably one more, maybe Usual Money. I haven't actually looked at the Usual Money chart for a long time. Let's quickly look at it. Yeah, quite low. I mean, I must say, I wouldn't touch this thing until it turned. But Curve and Convex, so if you look specifically around Curve, the reason why Curve is because Curve is a stablecoin exchange. It specializes in stablecoin, up 20% this week. These are the things that I'd actually be nibbling on if I was actually buying Curve, Convex, Frax. I'll be looking at Solana. I mean, Solana, you can see BlackRock Securitize launched the largest yield-bearing tokenized treasury on Solana. There's also Solana ETF applications. So there are things happening on these tokens. So if you are looking to buy the dip, this is where I'd be looking to actually buy the dip. Another one which is worth buying, by the way, Sonic was mentioned in Frontrunners at, here we go, 50 cents. Here we go, in case you don't believe us, on Frontrunners. By the way, you can join Frontrunners. There's a list below, a link below. But Lucky mentioned it. I mentioned it. We've all been calling it in Frontrunners. This is our internal group. We've been calling it inside the internal group since 50 cents. We also called SQD. I don't know if you guys remember, I called SQD at 6 or 7 cents. I still think, I had the team in my office this morning. They're here, they came to visit us. I really think that this one is going to explode. So number one, look at the chart. Bang, cup and handle, beautiful cup and handle. Looks like an amazing cup and handle, number one. Number two, these guys have got a sleuth of announcements which are going to come out between now and the next 3 months. And so I think, to me, this is one of the best holds for a three-month basis. Now, another reason why I say that is because I know that I told Andre, the researcher, to buy SQD at 6.5 cents. So you bought it at 6.5 cents. And you sold it at? 10. So you made a little bit of money. Why didn't you just hold it? You were happy with the cash in the conditions. But would you have been happier with more cash in the conditions? I thought so. Because I mean, I still think this is one of the best buys for the next 90 days is SQD. I really think one of the best buys. What this does, it does exactly what the graph does. So the graph has, just look at it. So this is the graph, GRT, graph. So the graph has a market cap of $1 billion, okay? And SQD makes about 10 times the revenue that the graph makes, even more, I think maybe 100 times the revenue. They make $10 million a year, these guys, right? It's a real, and their market cap is $218 million. Like, it just doesn't make sense. I think this is probably one of the best holds for the next 2 to 3 months. The other one which I saw spike today is our friend Coty. We like Coty. We've been following Coty for years and years and years. But, you know, now they've gone into the privacy transaction. So they've had spikes from 5 cents to 8 cents. And the reason is because they now have their mainnet, which is launching. So they basically launched a privacy protocol, which allows for something which is similar to fully homomorphic encryption. So I forget how they call it. They call it like gizmoids or something. What do they call it? Ask ChatGPT for us. Maybe ChatGPT should do the show, basically. Anyway, listen, guys, if you want to get free airdrop, just go into, there's a Google link below. Just put in all the details. And the first 400 submissions. Now, you can't say the first 400 submissions, because what about the people that are not watching live? Basically, just what I need you to do, just go and put your EVM address there. And we'll send you, we'll send you a whole lot of Coty tokens. Yeah, I think that's, ooh. Should we talk about BitBoy? Apparently BitBoy's gone to jail. Like the guy went a little bit psychotic. And he landed up, I think, threatening a judge or something. And he's now in jail. And if I read this correctly, it's 3 years, 3 years and no possibility of parole, believe it or not. Yeah, believe it or not. I think the guy completely lost his marbles. I think. I don't know. Anyway, we did see this article today that he actually landed up. He's actually now in Florida jail. Where is he? Florida. Benjamin Charles Armstrong. It's quite sad to see what happened to him, I must be honest. Really, really sad to see what happened to him. Hold on. What are we saying here? David says, Coty Mainnet is now live. Yep. It's live. Okay, quickly, let's just see. Is there anything else that's really pressing right now? All right, not much else that's happening right now. I shall see you guys again tomorrow. Until then, trade well, my friends.